we're gonna move on here. My brother, again, waiting patiently, is on the other line, and we're gonna get into some Super Bowl, you know, matchups and talk a little bit of NFL here for the next 45 minutes. So I'm gonna bring him on in. Rat Pack Sports was on, Mr. William Graves. What's going on, brother?
Tebow, that has got to be one of the best basketball segments I have heard in a long time. Props to you both.
Oh, man, appreciate it. You know, hey, my part of the segment was more of an emotional rant. So, I ain't going to say emotional because I'm not mad or upset. I'm just, you know, tired of people talking about, you know, people talking basketball that I personally feel like don't really truly understand the game. Like, there's a fundamental aspect to basketball the way it should be played, and I fully believe in that. It doesn't matter what level we're talking about, whether it's, you know, at the youth level, high school, college, professionally. There's a level that you should – there's things that should be common sense, simple, that people don't understand. And, you know, personally, you know, as a coach, you know, coaching basketball and, you know, playing it for so long, you know, the style of basketball that I enjoy, you know, when I played, we had a team full of good dudes that played basketball the right way. We weren't the best talented team. We had talent, but there was more talented teams out there when I was you know, in high school. We just outplayed you. We just played basketball the right way. We shared the ball. Everything was team. There was no I. We didn't have one single player that averaged 20 points. We have six dudes that averaged in double figures, and we did it as a team. And, you know, my senior year, we won 20 games. 23-6 or something like that. It was a pretty good record. And we, you know, we played in Christmas tournaments. We played in a Christmas tournament against a team from Louisiana that had two Division I prospects on it that we were supposed to go in that game and get beat by 30. And we went into that game and lost by one point, and actually had a chance to win it at the end, and one of our guys missed an easy layup. So, you know, the way that I believe in basketball, the way it should be played, and you know, from its core fundamental value of the game of basketball, I don't give a crap if they're pros. They're not playing it. So at one point in my youth years, they were playing it at the professional level. So I'm going to always fall back to that when I evaluate, you know, today's players versus players of the past. I don't buy the athletic argument because that's bull crap. I don't argue the skill standpoint, the skillful argument of today's players versus years past, because that's bull crap. Just because, you know, these guys back then didn't play, you know, one-man basketball, and because they didn't, you know, show their flashy ball handling skills, don't mean they couldn't do it. That's bull crap. And you got a lot of people that'll sit there and say, oh, those players back then, they couldn't do this. Those players back then, they couldn't do, you know, what there was no Kevin Durant type of player back then. Yes, it was. His name was Danny Manning. I mean, this is not the first time I've seen players like KD. Those guys was around. Oh, there was no LeBron James type of player back then. Yes, it was. His name was Larry Johnson before he had the back surgery. Dominique Wilkins. Yes. Yes, there was players like that. So
yeah. My thing was there was a couple of times at the beginning where I started to chime in, and then like you or Nicholas would say something, and like before I knew it was the end of the segment. I was like, oh man, I just sat here and listened to this entire segment, and like I said, probably one of the best segments that you and Nicholas have had.
Yeah, we usually do pretty good on the segments, man. But when I tell you this, when me and him get going, they could turn out to be some pretty good segments. So, and I knew Nicholas was gonna come in because we've had the debate, in the chat room and on shows in the past about top 10 guys. His list and my list. So I knew it was coming. And that's okay, But there's one common denominator. Both me and him got the right guy as the best ever. So that's not a debate. So a lot of younger people, it is, because, they're not even old enough to say they – got a chance to watch Michael Jordan play basketball. None of them never seen Larry Bird play. None of them never seen Magic Johnson, Showtime Lakers, where they, even Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was running the court. You got a chance to watch that, brand of basketball. I got a chance to watch that brand of basketball. So it's nothing new to us. We've seen it. We've seen it. So the arguments that people bring up of these players couldn't do this versus today's players, I just laugh them off, man. You got to be kidding me. You're talking about professional basketball players, and you're telling me these dudes couldn't run the court? No, they chose not to run the court because that wasn't the style of basketball that was being played back then.
Right.
So them guys can handle the ball. I mean, you could go and watch YouTube highlights of all those guys handling the ball. Tim Hardaway, Killer Crossover. They were doing this stuff a long time ago. A long time ago. So, again, like I told Nicholas at the end, bro, I could go for another two hours on this and like it wasn't nothing. But we got some football to talk about. We have... we got the Super Bowl here coming up, and I think it's gonna be a good matchup. But here's the problem, and tell me if you agree with me or not.
All right.
From an offensive standpoint, I believe Kansas City is gonna struggle. Because this defense that
I agree with that.
Yeah, because this defense that the Philadelphia Eagles is bringing to the field, I don't think they've played a defense from front to back that is as good, especially on their front line with their pass rush. I think they're going to give them problems. And I believe Mahomes will be, running around a lot. And it's going to come down to Kansas City on the offensive end because I believe that, you know, the Eagles offense is probably going to give, you know, with the ability of Jalen Hurts to, you know, run. It's going to change the game, and I think, you know, he's going to have Kansas City on their heels. I don't want to pick the Eagles because I don't really like the Eagles. I'm a Bucs fan. We have a history. I'm a Lightning fan.
Well,
we have a history with Philadelphia.
I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm not really an Eagles fan either. But, you know, the thing is that just look at what you just got running down. I mean, that's an argument for the Eagles to win it all right there.
Yeah.
Kansas City, like,
it sounds like he's going through some patchy area there, so he'll call right back. But I believe the Eagles are just too strong, and I felt like I think I said it. I'm not sure if I said it, but I felt like the winner of the 49ers Eagles game would probably be the Super Bowl favorite, regardless of who comes out of the AFC. So,
apologize about that.
Nah, you started cutting out, man. I figure I said this thing is gonna drop here at any time,
yep.
And it dropped. So yeah, go ahead.
Yep. Well, like I was saying, I don't think it's going to be like Kansas City's last trip to the Super Bowl. I don't think it's going to be a blowout like that. But I do see Mahomes. I do see him struggling against the Eagles defense. I think the Eagles take another one. Now, I heard an interesting fact that I forgot how many years it was. It was like, I don't know, 7-8 years, but I didn't realize that the Eagles have been to the Super Bowl almost every two or three years.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. The Eagles win the Super Bowl like me and you are both predicting. Is it time to start talking about the Eagles in a dynasty manner? Or is it too soon for that?
It may be too soon. And the only reason I say it may be too soon is because the first run for the Eagles, you know, was under a different head coach. And there was a completely different group on that Eagles team. This is not the same group for, you know, the Eagles. Now, as an organization, yeah, you could say, as an organization, they're in that zone right now to where if they win it this time, that's two Super Bowls in what, the last three seasons, four seasons, or something like that.
Something like that.
Who did they beat?
Yeah.
In that Super Bowl. New England? Was it New England?
No, they lost to New England.
Who did they
beat?
Because
that was
Nick
like
Foles.
Their first
Who,
Super
I'm trying
Bowl.
To think. Nick Foles, was it Kansas City? Who came out of the AFC that year? Let's see. I'm gonna check real quick.
Yeah, because I am drawing a blank.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I'm gonna find out here. Philadelphia. Philadelphia Super Bowls 2017. So it wasn't, let's see.
They left shared in.
Where is it? All right, so championships. 2017, that was with Nick Foles. And Super Bowl, yeah, it was New England.
Oh, so they did beat New England.
Kansas City, defending Super Bowl champs. Hold on.
Yeah, no. They beat New England.
That was New England they beat.
Yep, they beat New England in 2018 Super Bowl, and they lost to New England
with Terrell Owens
in the 2005.
That was the year Terrell Owens played on the broken ankle or whatever it was. He broke like two or three weeks before the Super Bowl and had probably one of the greatest Super Bowl performances from a offensive player standpoint you'll probably see, especially a guy that was coming off of a broken leg. So, yeah, he was like three or four weeks removed from surgery because I remember they said he had a plate. He had a plate put in, and they was talking about him. He was sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber or something like that. Leading up to that Super Bowl just to be ready to play. Nobody knew how healthy he would be, and then he showed up, and I think he almost had 200 yards receiving.
It was something like that, but I know that they, like in 1981, I know that they made it to the Super Bowl then too, but in recent history, if you look at it. Yeah, 2005 was a while back, but look, 2017. It wasn't that long ago. So like I said, at some point in time. Even if you did lose the Super Bowl, making it to the Super Bowl in 2005, now you're talking almost in modern era, the Eagles actually going to the Super Bowl at least twice and are about to turn around. And as me and you predicted, probably going to win another one. So, maybe it is too soon to start talking about them in a dynasty aspect. But I believe that sooner rather than later that we are going to have to start talking about them because I don't see them slowing down.
Yeah.
So, get a lot of free agency talk starting to circulate with some of these quarterbacks.
Yeah.
David Carr to the New Orleans Saints, and now I'm hearing Lamar Jackson to Atlanta. Now, Lamar Jackson to Atlanta, I could see that. I really could. David Carr to New Orleans, I guess it could happen. But why would it happen? New Orleans does not have anything to offer Carr in way of getting to a championship, unless Carr is wanting to be a part of a rebuild, which I don't think he does. Well, what are your thoughts?
What you talking about again? The
David Carr going to
I don't like it.
I'm sorry. Can I say David? I mean
Derek. Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think. I don't like it because I'm one of the few, and there seems to be a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, that don't think Derek Carr is a good quarterback. And maybe that's because we don't get to watch a lot of Raider games, and all we're stuck with is the highlights of a Raiders game, and you know, when they lose, it's always Derek Carr at the end of the game, you know, maybe throwing an interception or turning the ball over, trying to lead the offense back down the field. But what they're not showing is their defense that can't stop anybody after Derek Carr gives them a lead, and they gives the league up at the end, and then he got to, you know, play Houdini. Derek Carr is a really good quarterback, man. And, you know, when he was in that MVP conversation, and when him and John Gruden was paired up together, Derek Carr was playing some of his best football of his career. And then all of that happened with Gruden. And that changed a lot for him. Because his offense changed. So you had to learn new offense all over again, like mid-season. And that's not a nice thing to do as a quarterback. But he's a good quarterback, and if he goes to New Orleans, we're in trouble. Because that's what they need. Their defense has always been good. Their offensive line has always been good. You know, they have Alvin Kamara, Ingram, two very, very good backs still. And one thing they was missing this season was a consistent quarterback. Carr would give them that, and that would automatically, you know, push the Saints as the favorites in the NFC South. It has to. No, I don't like it. I don't like it because I think Carr would play some of his best football when he actually got an offense with the type of weapons that New Orleans can give him. And that's bringing back, Michael Thomas, who missed last season, along with the guys they had this year, that could be tough. So,
I'll tell you the reason that I don't like it. I mean, I know that they say that the Saints are only a quarterback away, but I think they're more than that.
Well, they may be.
I do.
They may be more than a quarterback away from winning anything. But having a quarterback will stabilize them in a position of need, because since Drew Brees is retired, they haven't had that that quality quarterback play. You see what I'm saying? And well, that's what they would get from Carr.
And I agree with that. But now you got to start taking a look at another aspect too. And I mean, let's just call it how it is.
Yeah.
New Orleans is head coach. He is not a good head coach. Dennis Allen is not a head coach.
He's a defensive coordinator. He's a great defensive coordinator who was given the head coaching job due to longevity and New Orleans maintaining continuity within the organization after, you know, losing Sean Payton. He worked under Sean Payton for a long time. So it was more about just maintaining that same environment that they've always had under Payton.
I understand that. I get that. But much like with our team, Tampa, that change of power and everything like that, I mean, I understand the whole continuity aspect. I understand wanting to create that. But unfortunately, in both cases, making that transfer of power and everything to another head coach, regardless of how long they've been there, it seems like it's the same thing. Yet once again, where, you know, they're trying to keep the continuity, but at the end of the day, it's not working. And the reason it's not working is, you know, sometimes coordinators are just that. They're just really, really good coordinators. And Dennis Allen is a good defensive coordinator. Todd Bowles is a good defensive coordinator. But when it comes to head coaching, they're lacking. And, you know, and I just don't think it's something that either one of them are going to really get the knack for or the hang of. I just think that Derek Carr can find a better fit than the Saints, because regardless if he's young or not, Derek Carr wants to go to a contender.
Yeah.
Saints are not a contender. Nobody in the NFC South now is a contender. Not even Tampa. That's another place that they were talking about him going to.
Yeah.
He ain't coming to Tampa. We do not have the defense in place for Derek Carr to thrive.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
So what else you got, Debo?
Shoot, man. I couldn't tell you, but what you think score prediction for the Super Bowl?
Score prediction for the Super Bowl. Eagles are going to win it 34-31.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to shoot. I'm gonna stump myself. Let me think about it. Yeah, let's see. So, Philly, I think it'll be a shootout. That's my take. See, 34-31 Philadelphia.
All right.
That's what I think. 34-31 Philly.
31-30, okay. All right. Like I said, I don't think that this Super Bowl for Patrick Mahomes is going to be like his last one.
No. It shouldn't be.
Well, I mean, this Super Bowl, he should have just about all of his offensive line intact. That last one that he played against us, that was a patch job.
That is tough. Well, let me think. So, player of the game, and who? If you had your choice, who do you think on both sides of the ball could possibly win? Player of the game.
So player of the game. Yeah. I think it's going to be Jalen Hurts.
I was going to say the same thing myself. Jalen Hurts. He's the only one
Jalen
that
Hurt.
Could change that game on his own doing. Like, he can literally take that game over. He may end up doing that, but.
And I think he will. I believe that this is going to be his quote-unquote coming out game. I think that after this game, Jalen Hurts' name is going to be more revered than it is right now.
Yeah, now we talked about, when Hurts was coming out of school, we talked about Jalen Hurts quite a bit. And, did any of us get this one right? Who did we think? Because this is the image that's being set, for years. Coming out of college, his conference, Texas. I think it was Texas Tech. The history of Big 12. Quarterbacks in our generation haven't been that good. Once they got to the professional level,
Yep.
Who thought? I think it could be easily Hurts for MVP.
See, I knew coming out that Hurts was going to be good. However, and I knew eventually he would be in that MVP conversation. But again, however, I didn't expect it to be this soon. I thought he was going to need a little more time than what he had, than what he has had, in order to achieve what he, in order to achieve what all he's done. This is it's a pleasant surprise that he has gotten this good, this quick. I was a big fan of his coming out, but I just didn't, I didn't expect him to blow up like he did.
Yeah. It definitely should be a great game to watch. And, you know, Hurts over the years built himself up to this point because he was having a great year in Alabama. He gets hurt. Tua steps in, never gets his position back. Same thing here for those years. You know how it is, man. They just...
Yep.
I think what it's going to come down to is, you know, how much pressure can be generated. If they can generate enough pressure on their four-man rotation and they can get those extra guys, you know, into coverage, we should be, you know, good. Yep. So, should be a great game. And I don't want to do it, but I think I'm going to take Philly. And I think they'll be Super Bowl champs again after Sunday night. I just think defensively Philadelphia might have that just enough. Yeah. So my man William, what you got, anything else, brother?
No, sir. Again, you know, very well, segment between you and Nicholas. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Honestly, I think it's about the end of the show, my man.
All right. Well, with that being said, man, it is 11:30, and we're gonna get out of here for this week. No show Sunday night. Obviously, Super Bowl. We'll be back next Wednesday night, and then in the offseason, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to try to have a Sunday night show every week in the offseason, and we'll dedicate that show to NFL news like we do during the season. So, and also be on the lookout on the Rat Pack Sports Show Facebook page, because what I will start doing is posting small snippets of video, just giving my opinion on the hot story of that day or whatever topic, you know, that comes to my head during that day. I'll post probably like a 5 or 10 minute video talking about it, and then everybody can comment, you know, all for that underneath. And, you know, just to give you guys a little bit different of what we are about, it's all that matters. So,
all right, sounds good.
Yep, so. With that being said, we're going to get out of here for this week. And you got everybody head over to Rat Pack Sports Show Podbean, and you'll be able to download the Nicholas Lane segment from tonight ASAP. So as soon as this show over, head over there, share it, download it, and check it out. And you know, you guys have fun. Enjoy yourself at the Super Bowl party. And we will see you guys next Wednesday night here live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. This is the Rat Pack Sports Show signing out for this week. We'll see you guys. Peace.
Peace.